Hello again, and this is yet another one of my tutorials on the classic leopard space wallpaper gradient theme. And this is the part one of a tutorial that will show you how to make glossy buttons that you can use for web design or graphical design. So, always open up GIMP. And this is my add-on window. You can get that at www.gimp.org. Click on add-ons. It is the GIMP Deweirdifier. Interesting name. Alright, so we are going to make a button, and I just closed that layer dialog. I'm not sure why. And we're going to make this 500 by 300. For once, actually not making it 1600 by 1200. Okay, so this is going to be the basis for our button. Now, I'm going to do blue, and let's go. We need a gradient. Let's go the blue-green gradient. It's fine right there. Just drag that up. Actually, you know what? I'm going to make my custom gradient. Alright. And make it go darker. There we go. Actually, I think that's the same color. Hold on. There we go. Alright, that's the phone ringing in the background. It should stop soon. Alright. Just drag this up here. Wrong way. There we go. Alright, now once you have that, you want to insert the text that you're going to put in. So, let's see. Let's use 70. Sans bold, my favorite font, and you probably want to choose a lighter color. That's good, right there. All right, and we are going to make this a home button. All right, now move this button over here, just like that. There we go. Alright, now we're gonna do what we did with the text in the Making the Cool Background tutorial. We are going to do that, so if you already know how to do that, just go ahead and do all the steps you did there. If not, just follow along. Alright, so now what we need to do is we need to add a border to this. So, we're gonna open up the Layers dialog, and we are going to right-click Alpha to Selection, and that will just select the text on the outside, not the actual layer. And then we're going to go Layer, New Layer, let's name this Border 1, dot. Alright, and then we'll go Select, Grow by, well, this is a smaller, so we'll grow it by 1 pixel. I don't think that grew, hold on. There we go. Alright, then we will color it black, and on the Layers dialog, move this below Home, and that creates a black border around it. It's actually a bit too big, because I think it did grow, but oh well. And then we will go Layer, New Layer, and let's name this layer Border 2. Dot. Now that we have this layer, we are going to go Select, Grow, and since we accidentally grew the black by 2, let's grow this by 4. If you did it right, unlike me, then you wouldn't have to grow it by 4 at all. Unlike me. Alright, gray and white. And just drag from the bottom to... There we go. And then, oh, and you can completely resize these borders too, however much you want. And you don't even need to have borders. Alright, then you want to drag that beneath the black one, otherwise the black one won't be visible. And there we go. We have a nice gradiented border and a black border. Now I want to create the highlight on the text. So we will go Layer, New Layer, and we'll name this Highlight. Dot. Alright, and then take your square tool, set it to Subtract, or you can press Control. There we go. And then set this to white, and your gradient tool, blend tool, FG to transparent, and just drag it down. Hold on. I forgot, I'm not on the text layer. There we go. And there we have some nice glossy text now. So select none. And now this layer right here, we need to merge them all together. So click layers and merge down. Merge down, merge down. Don't merge into the background yet. All right, so now that we have those all merged, we need to duplicate the layer. So, shouldn't have minimized that. Duplicate, and we are going to flip that layer around vertically. There we go. Now I need to move that down so that it's close but not touching, like that. Then we need to apply a layer mask. So you can do that just by right-clicking, add layer mask. Now, if you haven't tampered with this, it should already be on white, full opacity, however you want to pronounce that. It should end up something like this. Then you'll take your white-black, just default, white-black, and go foreground to background. Just drag it up until you get a nice effect underneath your home button. That's a fairly good one. Alright, right there. So now that we have that, we go layer, new layer. And this will be highlight 2. Okay. Then on the layers, you want to take highlight 2 and move it down. Alright, then we are going to go FG to transparent and just drag it down so that you have a highlight on your button. Make sure you get it straight, otherwise it'll look really off. So now we have a pretty good button so far, but to make it look really Vista-like, we need to, or Web 2.0, we need to add some more detail in there. So go ahead and open up the layers dialog and merge the highlight and the background together. Alright, so now that we have that, we are going to take the paintbrush and bigger yet. Alright, and so right where home is, needs to be on black. Where home is, just press shift to get a straight line. GIMP will auto do a straight line. And so we have that. Then we'll go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and it's loading, and we want to blur that a lot. So, yeah, 75 is good. Then when you do that, you'll have a very nice looking button, and I'll make that window bigger so you can see it more clear. Tools, zoom, and there you go. That's the finished product. And check back for part 2, and we will be making a circle button. Thank you for watching.